Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista on second date update. If you find yourself having a good first date thinking, man, this is going really good, then you don't get a call back or you get blown off or it seems that the other person has disappeared.
Yes.
You find your way to our show on second date update.
Such a treat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is for us anyway. This morning we're on with Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
All right, good. So you, I got your email here. You went on a date with a guy named Ryan.
That's right.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. Now, how did you meet Ryan?
Match.com.
Oh, okay.
Match.com.
You see a lot of the commercials for Match.com.
I know. They're always so good looking, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, so you're on Match. You hook it up with Ryan. You guys start talking for a little while. What was that like?
Talking was great. We had a good connection, liked the same things, liked the same movies, talked quite a bit, and just didn't have time to meet up for a while, and finally went on a date, and I had a great time, and we laughed, and actually went to dinner. We had drinks afterwards, and he was really respectful, really nice, really good head on his shoulders, but he never called me back. After the date.
Why do you guys do that? Be respectful at least and say something.
You know, sometimes there's something that happens and during the date and you don't want to be, you don't want to upset anything or you just kind of go through whatever. Who knows? I mean, there's 100 reasons
why. Way to go, Marco. Way to go.
That's why we do second date update to find out. All right. So you went out for drinks. You had the good conversation. And then kind of how did the night kind of end up? Did you guys kiss? Would you hold hands? I mean, how was the actual date itself?
I thought the date went great. We were laughing and having a great time. We were supposed to just have dinner, but then we had a drink afterwards and we didn't get, wasted or drunk or anything, just nice and easy. And, we didn't kiss, or hold hands. You know, we both are just wanted to take it slow. So I thought, okay, this is the way it's supposed to go. It's supposed to go slow. We get to know each other. And we talked a lot.
Sure.
He made, the bartender laugh and he was just really funny and really nice. And I just don't remember anything happening.
Yeah. So you can't recall.
Make him not call.
Right. Anything on your end where it was like, oh boy, he's definitely not feeling that, or I shouldn't have said this. None of that happened.
No, I looked really nice that night and cause I hadn't met him yet. So I really wanted to put a good first impression.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I was on my best behavior.
Well, that might be the problem. No, I'm just kidding.
What else do you expect?
I'm joking. Mm-hmm. So don't say anything, Maria. We're going to call Ryan. We're going to see if we can't get the other side of the story. And maybe get you guys back on a second date, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ryan?
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, dog?
Hey.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Woo! Party!
Oh, my God. Come on. Okay. You just made us a very uncomfortable. Hey, Ryan, it's Marco and Krista. We're actually on 93.1 Jams, a little radio station here in Madison. How are you, buddy?
The radio song. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing real good.
He's a fan. I can tell.
Yeah, good.
Why am I on the radio? Why are you guys calling me?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Funny you should ask, Ryan. We're doing a little segment called Second Date Update.
Yes, honey. Yeah.
You've been out on a date with somebody, and if they don't get a call back for a while, they come to us for help. And today we're trying to help out Maria.
Oh, Maria. I remember Maria. Wow. She's a sweetheart.
Isn't she?
It's a good first step. At least you remember.
Good.
Yeah.
She was cool.
She was cool. Okay.
Yeah. I'm wondering why you never called her back then, Ryan.
Oh, man. Well, everything's kind of, the internet. The internet is, you gotta be careful who you meet on the internet.
What's going on there, Rai?
Well, Maria was awesome, and we went on the date. We had a great time. Everything was really cool. We had great conversation. Took everything super slow. But there's just something inside of me that kind of was just like, is this the same person?
Oh.
Oh, well, because of something she
said. Another person.
Because of something she said or the way she was acting when you met her, you mean?
No. I mean, like, it didn't look anything like the person on the internet.
Oh, you mean you literally.
What are those?
You literally thought she was another person. Like, it didn't even. Holy moly. What do you what do you mean she had like blonde?
But maybe her photos were a little, I don't know. At first I kind of thought maybe like she had a doppelganger or something, or like maybe she, I don't know. Maybe I was kind of overthinking it a little bit. All I know is that when she got there, she looked way different than the photos.
Hmm.
A little bit older or something, or just kind of like, I don't know. I just got this like inside intuition where it was just like, I don't even think this is the same person.
So really? When you
and
met her,
I don't
her,
know why I thought that.
Yeah. Hmm. When you met her, were you like, is this the girl? Was it that bad? Or was it like,
I mean,
was it that bad?
Like it was just something that was in my head. And then I think I just kind of was like thinking later, like, okay, Maria was cool. She's awesome. Kind of a little bit older. Maybe the photos that she took were exactly like a few years ago when she, you know, probably was doing a lot of yoga or something.
Sure.
I don't know. But,
she's a little rustic. Is she just a little rustic today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just seeing, just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Aged.
Yeah, okay. So she didn't look like her pictures, and she was doing yoga when those pictures were out, and she's obviously not doing that now is what
that
you're saying.
That sucks.
And so you were thrown back.
Yeah, and I just kind of thought, like, I don't know. I want to meet a girl that's going to be more of like a flow thing. Like not, you don't have to look extra. You don't have to try to look extra prettier than you already are. You can just be how you are now.
Oh, listen to you.
No?
Wow. Yeah. There's not many guys out there like that.
It's deep, Rye. It's deep.
I like it.
Okay. So now you see this girl, you're not even sure she's the same girl. You went through with the whole date, though, right? I mean, were you just looking at her the whole time?
I wanted to be nice. Yeah. I wanted to be like a nice gentleman. She was a sweet girl. I couldn't just, you know, kick her to the curb because she didn't look exactly like the photos on the, you know, on the site.
Yeah.
Well, are you just not attracted to her, though? I mean, at all?
You know, what's weird is I actually really liked her personality, but it's just, I think the way the whole internet thing is kind of operating now, it's just throwing off the whole kind of game right now, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you get
catfished quick on the internet nowadays.
Horrible.
And then it's just, I think it's just better now to maybe just meet people face-to-face, kind of.
Yeah, well.
You know, like organically.
There is something to be said for that. Well, I do have to tell you, Ryan, we got Maria on the phone with us here. She was not able to get to you, so. We were helping her out.
Great.
So, Maria, apparently, strange as it is, the pictures didn't look like you.
Oh, honey.
Hi, Ryan.
Oh.
Oh, how's it going?
Well,
sorry.
How's it going?
It's okay.
Sorry.
You know, when I took those pictures, they were just a couple months before we met. And honestly, when we talked, he said he wanted a woman that was more, it was natural, that didn't wear a lot of makeup. And so these pictures, I had a lot of makeup on. I wanted to look good. And so when we went out on our date, I wore natural makeup. I didn't overdo it. And he actually complimented me. He said I look nice. I know he's not going to say I look old. I don't appreciate that. I mean,
but girl does.
Mm-hmm. You know, he did. The thing is, he lied. He said he was going to call and that he had a great time and maybe just a little bit more honesty it wasn't going well. It didn't work out, but just not saying anything sort of left me wondering, you know, what I had said or what I had done. But I can't affect how I look.
Yeah. Just to be clear, are you using older pictures on the internet to, or are they recent stuff?
The ones on the internet, I have pictures that go way back. But for my profile picture, no, I used a recent one. I mean, I'm one of those people that don't look the same in pictures that I do in real life. And I can't change that.
Let me just speak real quick for women. I'll be the first to say, listen, I'm one of those girls that uses those awesome filters on my face for photos. It smooths out our wrinkles. We don't look like that
You're
in real life.
You're such a liar.
But
dude.
I'm one of those girls, too.
Unbelievable.
Who cares, man? Whatever. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to look good.
You wonder why guys are just walking around like we don't know what's going on.
Oh,
is this
Jesus.
The same girl? I have no idea. I don't even know what's happening.
It's, yeah.
All right. So,
it's not our fault we have the options on our phone.
Sure. Sure. No, you can paint your face right up. Boy, I mean, it's amazing. Facial recognitions. They're like, I don't know. It's the same girl. I'm not sure.
Krista, no, that's Patty.
All right. So it looks like you guys had a good time. I mean, here's what we do on Second Date Update, Ryan. If you you seem to like Maria's personality, and now that you know she had a recent picture, but she just doesn't look like herself in the pictures. If you want to try out another date, I'll be happy to take care of the whole thing. We'll pay for it. We can send you somewhere real nice here in Madison. It'll be on us. That way you guys can just concentrate on each other and maybe strike up a, you know, a chord or whatever. Who knows? Maybe something good will happen. But it's totally up to you. If you
know what? Screw it. I'll go out with you again, Maria. But I just know that, like, I just wanted to just share that the whole internet experience thing kind of just messes with my brain, you know, and I didn't mean to hurt you by not calling you back. So,
well, look at that.
That's just sweet.
Maria, what do you think here?
Don't feel bummed, you know?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, if you'd like to go out again, I would love to.
Oh my God,
nice.
You guys are so cute.
Cool.
This is going to be awesome.
It is awesome.
All right.
Huggies.
Awesome.
All right, good. Well, we're glad we could help out. I mean, that'll be good. It's awesome.
I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are. You got makeup on.
No, my name's Patty. It's not Krista.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get
and
some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, what are you doing after work?
Going home.
Are you horny right now?
Nope, I'm just working.
Are you naked?
I literally just said I'm working.
Can you send me a nude photo?
Send me one first.
Oh, you got it. Click. Pick. Now you send me one.
Oh, sorry, I can't. What I'm going to do is put that dog ear Snapchat filter over your d- and put pictures of it around town like a lost little puppy.
Hey, we should hang out sometime, but you might need a shower after.
I'm almost afraid to ask why.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, but then you'd be walking around all day with a c***y tummy.
That's disgusting. Okay, that might just be the most repulsive thing anyone has ever said to me.
Wow, you really need to loosen up. Studies show that sex can do that for you. When I enter you, your muscles will tighten up and then relax. It's like a massage from the inside of your body with my...
Oh my God, I will throw up in my mouth. I take what I said back. That was actually the most disgusting thing said to me.
Still not half as gross as the thought of having sex with you.
Wow, that was a really lame comeback.
If you want to come back, you should check out your tummy. Your me tummy.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station, it sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Radio Recast. Our number is 321-0931. We've got tickets to Summerfest. The world's largest outdoor music festival. I believe these tickets are for whenever you want to go. It's like 10 days long. So
it's absolutely amazing.
And everyone is coming.
Everyone is coming there.
What we do in Radio Recast is super easy. We've taken a famous scene from a famous movie. We've recast ourselves as two brand new celebrities. We will reenact that scene. If you can tell us what movie we are recasted into, we will make you a winner. Super easy, you think.
By the way, I'm on the losing streak here about being the worst at impersonating.
Wow.
Well, it's like not really a big wow.
Both of us suck at doing impersonations.
We do.
We heighten that fact by the fact that we pick each other's person that they're going to impersonate, and we don't know until right now. We find out all together who we're going to be. So, in the movie we are recasted into today, you will be... this, Krista.
Man, how many different kinds of on and off switches can there be? I mean, look at this. An octagon, One shaped like the Statue of Liberty? That doesn't even make sense.
That is Dr. Heiss Doofenshmirtz.
What?
Size and shape
from Phineas and Ferb.
Except it's upside down. I mean, the words are actually printed upside down. What kind of a Doofenshmirtz would invent an upside down switch that...
Okay.
There you go. You're going to be Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
You're a dork.
From Phineas
Once again, Marco thinks I'm like a cartoon person because that's all you give me.
And here's who I'm going to be.
Oh, Senor Presidente, you are so talented.
I don't even know who this is.
Yes, you do.
I got goosebumps all over just watching your masterful marksmanship. Oh,
I know how much you love the redhead, so that's Ginger.
Ginger from
Gilligan's Island.
From Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
All right, so I will be Ginger from Gilligan's Island. You'll be Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Okay.
From Phineas and Ferb. And we are going to, the music we play will help you also try to get what movie we are talking about. So if you knew what movie it is and you want to have a guess, 321-0931. Are you ready?
You go first.
All right. I'm Ginger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Senor President.
Okay, here we go.
No, Donald, let him talk. There's no reason. I want to hear every viewpoint. I really do.
Don't you see the danger, Don? Inherit what you're doing here. Genetic power is the most awesome force the planet's ever seen. But you wield like a kid that's found his daddy's gun.
It's hardly inappropriate to start hurling generalizations.
If I may, I'll tell you the problem with the scientific power that you're using here. It didn't require any discipline to attain it. You read what others had done, and you took the next step. You didn't earn the knowledge for yourselves, so you don't take any responsibility for it. You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could. And before you even knew what you had, you patented it, packaged it, and slapped it in plastic lunchbox, and now...
You're selling it. You want to sell it? Well,
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
You sound like Ruth Westheimer, Dr. Ruth. All right.
Dr. Ruth! Sex goddess.
What movie have we recasted ourselves into this morning? As Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Yes.
And Ginger from Gilligan's Island, which is, again, somebody like from the 1960s.
That's right,
you're
honey.
So good at that. Let's get Cece here. C, good morning. You there?
Good morning.
Hey. What movie do you think we've recasted ourselves into this morning?
Jurassic Park.
Is that Jurassic Park?
Well... If the music didn't give it away, yes,
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yay.
Yeah. We definitely know you wouldn't be able to tell by the impersonations of what movie that was. But yes, you got it. Congratulations. We've got tickets to go to Summerfest right down in Milwaukee. You're going to have a great time.
Lots
of great artists.
Like the Chainsmokers, Pink, you name it. They have it. It's just, come on.
Yeah, Alicia Cara is going to be there. Ludacris.
I know, right?
All right, so congratulations. You're going to Summerfest.
Yay!
Yes, honey.
All right, now as it is tradition here, whoever did the worst impression has to take us into a break here with a terrible impersonation. Who was it this morning, Marco or Krista?
We don't have to give it to Marco because they're always bashing Krista.
You're my Look girl. At that.
Just because you are complaining on the radio, you get a win. All right,
hang on. No, it's because I did fabulous.
Hang on a second, see.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. We'll talk about the Dane County Fair.
All right,
as
Ginger. There you go.
Let me just hold on. Let me
get
just
into
sure
your sexy mode. She always has a pretty dress on.
You are so talented.
You are so talented. Oh, the summer 93.1 gems you can own the summer at the Dane County Fair. Skylar Stecker, Suitcase City, and AO and Tao. All presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, Metro Ford, and of course 93.1 jams, Professor.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.